Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
All right, one of my favorite guys I like to have on the show, because he's just flat out a good dude and a great reporter.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Porter, great journalist, covers various different sports. His name is Andy Greeter. You know him well. Pioneer Press joining us here, courtesy of the John Schuster Gold Banker Hotline. I appreciate the time on this NFL draft night. Andy, how you been?
I've been great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Let me ask you just a quick question about just your work. How many different beats have you had throughout the years?
So I joined the Pioneer Press in 2013 full-time, covered the Timberwolves for a couple of years, but even at that time, I was doing a lot of what they call general assignment stuff and would help out on Vikings or Wild or high schools or you name it. And then after that, I went to Gopher football and added Minnesota United and then added Gopher basketball after that. So, you know, just with those three teams, kind of with the way things are and how much turnover there is and off-season stuff, kind of the advent of so much kind of transfer portal stuff and transfer window stuff in soccer, those are the three teams that I cover, and they kind of leave me alone to just cover those three if it sounds like it's only a small sampling of the sporting public.
Yeah, the reason why I asked that question, Andy, is because it's not just a simple, this person covers this sports. Sometimes that you guys are covering for other people, and, you know, sometimes you have to go to a city and cover a game, and somebody else has got to grab your beat, whatever. The diversity in what you guys do in terms of making sure that you're paying attention to so many different things, I think is admirable.
Yeah, and I think the Pioneer Press does an exceptional job at it because we've got half of the staff of what the Star Tribune does, maybe a third of the staff, and try to keep up and punch above our weight. I think we do a tremendous job of trying to fill in the gaps and try to tell enterprise stories and break news and have features at the same time. So, you know, there's a bunch of guys that I really respect at our paper that work tirelessly to try to put out a product that matters to people.
Yeah, for sure. All right, before we get to Minnesota United, and that's the main reason why I wanted to have you on, because Minnesota United is having a great year. Over the course of the last month, I've talked to Dane St. Clair, who I stay in touch with a good amount. And then also just last week we had Coach Eric Ramsey. He was on the show. We'll get to Minnesota United here in a bit. But NFL draft prospects from the University of Minnesota Golden Gopher program. Who are some of the names that you think possibly we could be hearing about over the course of the next 48 hours with regards to the NFL draft?
There's nobody that's going to be going in the first round tonight, but the one guy that I think will go tomorrow in the second or third round is left tackle Ariante Ursary, who's from Kansas City, Missouri, who won the Big Ten Offensive Lineman of the Year award, is projected to go in the second or third round. It was funny, at the Gophers Pro Day, the Kansas City Chiefs had a kind of a one-on-one meeting with him afterwards. He's been linked with them. You know, I think the Chiefs might go with an offensive lineman in the first round today that might kind of take that off their board of needs going into tomorrow. But he's 6'6", 330. He ran almost a 5-flat 40-yard dash, which is really moving if you're 6'3", 330 pounds.
Yeah.
But really athletic, a guy who I felt like, I wrote a story here this week, Abdul Carter is probably going to be a top five pick in the NFL draft here tonight, the edge rusher from Penn State. And when the Gophers played Penn State in November, that was a big matchup in that game of what is Ariante going to be able to do against Abdul Carter, who's one of the blue chip prospects in this draft. And Abdul Carter had nothing going on in that game for the most part. Mm. And Ariante and their one-on-one matchups owned him. Really, they had probably 20 direct matchups in that game, and Ariante, I would say, won 17, 18 of those reps to show that he can really be a player at the next level and be a eventual starter and a left tackle in this league for over a decade. He's the number one guy. They've probably got five or six other guys that might be day three picks that'll be in the mix, and then maybe another half dozen that'll be an undrafted free agent type that'll get a chance at the next level.
Yeah, I'm totally with you. I think there are some names when you think about that final day of the draft, and you think about just free agent pickups. The names that are super interesting or intriguing to me is Cody Lindenberg, Justin Wiley, just because of the career that he had at the University of Minnesota, and then Daniel Jackson. Like, Daniel Jackson, I think, is a good wideout. I'm not saying that he's a draftable guy, but, I mean, I've seen worse guys that could get picked up in free agency.
Yeah, I think Daniel Jackson slots in as a slot receiver, no pun intended there. He, you know, is a top 10 wide receiver in the Gopher record books. He was really their number one wide receiver for the last couple of years. Like you said, not the biggest guy, not the fastest guy, but a great route runner, which is what you need at that slot position. Yeah, I think Cody Lindenberg is certainly a guy that can maybe hear his name called in day three of the draft as a draft pick. I think Justin Wally will likely hear his name called maybe in the fourth or fifth round. I'd add probably Jaw Joyner in the mix, and Ed Rusher, who probably hears name called maybe fourth, fifth, sixth round. And I'd add Max Brosmer, the quarterback. The Gophers haven't had a quarterback drafted since 1972, if you can believe it.
I wasn't even alive.
I know. No, neither was I. Yeah, just incredible. But I think Max is, I wrote a story about him this week, and he went to the whiteboard when I was doing a story on him going into the Duke's Mayo Bowl, and he drew this formation, and he kind of went through all of the different wide receivers, and he's like, yeah, I threw this touchdown to Elijah Spencer in this game. I threw this touchdown to Daniel Jackson in that game. I threw this touchdown to Jameson Gears in this other game. And I've had this amazing recall of what this one formation that he brought over from as a transfer from New Hampshire, the FCS level, and had this just amazing success with in college. And it's kind of that kind of cerebral command of an offense that I think will get people's attention. And if he's not drafted, he's certainly going to be a coveted guy in free agency as a backup quarterback that I can think stick around for a long time, just given his approach and his diligence and his work ethic and what he was able to do from stepping up levels and competing at a pretty good level at a pretty high rate at the Big Ten for the Gophers.
We're talking to Andy Greeter from the Pioneer Press here on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. I do have the draft up. The Tennessee Titans are on the clock, and I don't know who the analyst is that's breaking it down, but I hate this because, and it's probably Matt Miller. I'll have to check here a little bit later, but this is the kiss of death. Whoever is talking, they have made the NFL comp of Cam Ward and Patrick Mahomes. I mean, what are we doing? What are we doing? Andy, why do this to the kid?
Oh. I know. And also just the fact that it's such a quarterback-centric league that he's not the best prospect, but there's such a need at that position, and it's such a valuable spot that he's going to be drafted over where I think he should go just because of the needs at that position. And then to throw the comp out as one of the greatest players, the MVP, the multiple Super Bowl winner, it's just setting himself up for these expectations that are going to be difficult to match.
It's unbelievable to me. All right, let's talk some Minnesota United FC. They've gotten off to a really nice start here this season. I think that Dane St. Clair, we've talked about him many times. He's really evolving, and he's gotten so much better as a goalkeeper. But this team, you know, in the midst of playing well to kick off the year, they have faced some adversity with Asani Dotson being out with the torn meniscus, I believe it is. And so what do you make of the start of their MLS season?
They've been one of the best teams in MLS. They're unbeaten in 8 straight games, which ties a club record, and are sitting, I think, 3rd in the Western Conference, and bring in the first-place team, the Vancouver Whitecaps, on Sunday at Allianz Field. It'll be a very interesting test against another surprise team at the top of the table in Vancouver. I think that they have done a really nice job of evolving in this year, of having 2 strikers up top, and Taniola Washei and Kelvin Yeboah, and both of those guys were extremely hot to start the season, are very athletic and fast forwards that were causing a lot of problems for defenses. I think in the last couple of weeks, some of the defenses have kind of caught up to them, and the Loons have had 2 straight scoreless draws, which don't inspire a lot of confidence or, you know, receive a lot of clicks in the newspaper when you don't score any goals, but they've been able to get it done with, like you said, with Dane St. Clair and Ned and a strong defense in front of them. So they're showing the pieces to be a complete team. I think they need to kind of continually evolve and find a way to score goals. But it's a very intriguing start to the season and a continuation of what they did last year. They were really hot at the end of last season once Eric Ramsey had the reins of the team and kind of had his opportunity to work with them. And we're seeing a very strong start to this year. They've consistently shown themselves to be one of the best teams in MLS.
So let me ask you this. Which player of the players that have performed well here to start the year has maybe surprised you?
I don't think it's so much of a surprise or kind of a maybe more of a validation, but I would say just a shout-out to Dane, as you mentioned. I know you're close with him, but he's been able to – I think he's produced 5 clean sheets on the year in their 8 or 9 games. So he's just been a continuation of a great shot stopper and has been assumed the number one position for the Canadian men's national team and has really kind of held his spot down as one of the best goalkeepers in MLS. I would say, like I said, Kelvin Yeboah and Taniola Washei, the 2 forwards, I think they've done a really nice job. They brought in an attacking midfielder named Joaquin Perea last year, and he had a very slow start coming in from Argentina. But he's been very nice this year and has been kind of a playmaking, attacking midfielder. I would say if there's probably kind of in a roundabout way to get to your real answer, the guy that's maybe surprised me the most has been Joaquin Perea, just because of the way that he's kind of been able to play make and play 90 minutes and be a two-way kind of offensive and defensive midfielder.
All right, real quickly, I'm going to break some news for you, Andy, before we let – and this is NFL-related because we got the draft on the televisions. The Browns and Jaguars have agreed to a blockbuster trade to give Jacksonville the number two overall pick while Cleveland slides down to five and I guess some massive haul to help for now in the future. It doesn't say what all elements there are to this trade, but yeah, this is super interesting. You got people moving back already.
Yeah, I mean, do they want to get up and get Travis Hunter? I think he's probably the number one guy on the board. I think if they do take Travis Hunter, I would love for them to see and give him the opportunity to play both ways and kind of give that to every fan to see if it can be done at a high level, at a high rate in the NFL. I'd love to see that from the Heisman winner if they do end up going with that. But it'd be interesting to see if the Vikings, if they move back as well, having only four picks, and we got to wait a couple hours until that opportunity presents itself. But I think there's some value in moving back, especially if you feel like you can still get your guy and get in a couple of picks in the process.
Hey, let me ask you this: two final questions for you. First off, I had Coach Ramsey on last week. I thought he was awesome. The guy is very thoughtful. He's super smart. What has been your read on him in the year that you've covered him and had to deal with him?
Yeah, I think that's a very smart take on him. I think that he's very thoughtful. I think he's very pragmatic. I think he's very dedicated to what he's doing. And I sat down with him today, and not to show too much, but he is fluent in, I think, four or five different languages, and you can see kind of the approach that he has with that fluency with different players. Obviously, when you look at an MLS roster, they have players from all over the globe, and he's able to speak Spanish and French and Welsh and English, obviously, and I think that kind of dedicated approach and thoughtfulness is what you're seeing in his players and how committed they are and how they play and also just how detailed they are. I think you see a very defensive-focused team, and that's what Dan St. Clair and the defense has been able to show. But I think just well-rounded and thoughtful in his approach, I think it's been very impressive in the year-plus he's been here.
And he's a ball guy. Like, I asked him what does he like to do in his downtime here in Minnesota with his family, whatever. And, he's all about soccer.
He is. And he's also, obviously, he came to the U.S. From England, and he's taken in Twins games, Wolves games, Wild games, Vikings games, and he's looked at it and how it's relatable to soccer and the spectacle of American sports as well. I think that's been interesting too, of seeing a different perspective, because we obviously grow up with it and it's just kind of ingrained in us, but for them it's all kind of new and fresh and this kind of wild experience. So he's been very well versed in kind of soaking in the American sports culture as well.
Yeah, he talked about, you know, just having a connection with Coach Chris Finch. Final thing, and then we'll let you go, is with regards to the Miami game that's coming up in just a couple of weeks. Yeah. I mean, when will we get a sense on whether Messi's actually going to be able to play?
Yeah, I think it'll be really interesting to see if that's going to be the case. I think signs are pointing to that he will play, just because the Minnesota United plays on grass. That's very important. I think there's not going to be congestion in the schedule leading up to it, so there's not going to be a midweek game that could lead him to not play. They play tonight. They play Saturday, and I think they play next Wednesday. So if he's able to get through all those games healthy, he's not the youngest guy at 37 years old. So if he's able to stay healthy over these next couple of games and get through this kind of schedule congestion, I think it bodes well that he will play in St. Paul on May 10th, and I think it'll be interesting to see who's in there and how many people and how much they paid to get in there, which I think will be in the four or five figures for some of these seats.
Yeah. Hey, always a pleasure, Andy. I appreciate you, my man. I know that we took a little bit of extra time here, but I appreciate you tonight.
All good. Thanks. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Take care. That's Andy Greeter from the Pioneer Press. Always a pleasure having him on The Lake Show. All right. We'll take a brief pause. We'll come back, and then we'll get into Bite of the Night. That's next. This is such a timely Bite of the Night, because what just occurred in the NFL draft actually has to do with our Bite of the Night. So the Bite of the Night that we're going to play for you, and then we'll follow up with it. Josh Wheeler in for Chris Tubbs tonight. He's doing a fabulous job producing. It's from ESPN earlier today. Marcus Spears, who I absolutely love, he has a back and forth with Dan Orlovsky. And I appreciate it, and I like Dan too.
DL's great.
Marcus Spears and Dan Orlovsky are having a back and forth about Travis Hunter in Cleveland, okay, with the Cleveland Browns. And Marcus Spears is like, Travis Hunter is not going to go next level, essentially, with the Cleveland Browns. They need to think about something else. Take a listen.
Travis Hunter has said he want to play wide receiver. A wide receiver ain't going to help Cleveland Brown and they ass get any better. That's not going to help them.
What?
All right? So if he was saying he want to play, Travis Hunter has not been a full-time wide receiver in his life. And you going to be an NFL franchise to bet on him being your number one wide receiver day one, and you still have questions at quarterback? So you would rather that than to put...
Yes.
And then you talked about the defenses. No. You talked, not me. Then you talked about the defense. Abdul Carter is an additive. Do you know that the Cleveland Browns has an all-pro cornerback in Denzel Ward already? Do you know that they have the best defensive outside rusher in the league? This is not like those defenses you mentioned. Abdul Carter is walking into a situation with a good secondary, a Hall of Fame defensive end on the other side of him, and he walks into a situation where he potentially can get one-on-ones all year with a good coverage behind him. So don't talk
you're
about
gonna,
that.
You're going to win games 10-9.
You mentioned all of these
You're
going to
win 10 games 9. Okay. So first of all,
Travis Hunter and put him at wide receiver, how many wins do you think that's going to accumulate with no quarterback?
More than an edge rusher?
All right, so I like Dan Orlovsky. Dan Orlovsky just, in my opinion, is just flat out wrong here. I love Dan Orlovsky. But him thinking that Travis Hunter being the number one wideout for the Cleveland Browns is going to equate to a bunch of wins, that's just, I totally disagree with that. And not only do I disagree with that and agree with Marcus Spears, they just made a trade. The Cleveland Browns just proved Marcus Spears' point.
Yeah.
They traded out of number two. The Jacksonville Jaguars moved up from 5 to 2, and they took Travis Hunter. You know why? Because the Cleveland Browns knew at 2, the best player is Travis Hunter, and we're not in a position to take Travis Hunter and think that we're going to be some playoff team because he's going to be a number one wideout. Like, I just think the proof is in the pudding right there. Marcus Spears and DL get into that. Dan Orlovsky get into that this morning, and look how it plays out tonight. What do you think of that?
It's good.
That's some good stuff.
Yes.
And I like both guys. I'm more so a Marcus Spears fan. Marcus Spears, super entertaining. And by the way, Marcus Spears can ball. Play basketball.
Yeah.
I remember when he played AAU.
Yeah.
No, for the Houston Hoops. Man, this dude was a beast. I remember in a game against our Howard Pulley squad, he ended up, who was it? Luke Anderson and him, they bumped feet. Well, after that game, I'm in the hospital. We're at Purdue University, and Luke's broken his fifth metatarsal. I'm like, geez, that's what happens when you're going up against a Marcus Spears on a basketball court, one of the top high school football players in the nation. Man, all right, 651-461-9226. We're going to continue to pay attention to everything that's going on with the NFL draft. But coming up next, Elon Musk. He's mad. He's angry at the state of Minnesota. We get to that next. Elon Musk, he hates Minnesota. He's pulling a Drake versus Kendrick. He wants to sue. Elon Musk sues Minnesota over law to criminalize sharing election-related deepfakes. Of all the things to sue us about, that's what you're doing, Elon? That's what you're doing? He filed a complaint. Elon Musk is just, he's that guy that is upset and angry because we want to crack down on deepfakes, fake news, things that are not real. In 2023, the Minnesota legislature passed a law that cracks down on the use of deep fake video or audio created by AI purporting to show someone saying or doing something that didn't happen. The law makes it a crime in the state to disseminate this information within 90 days of an election that's made without the consent of the person depicted and is intended to influence results or harm a candidate's reputation. Why would you try to sue for that? Because Elon Musk wants to be all about creating illusions and propaganda. That's what he wants to do. Think about this. Would it be okay for any Minnesotan out there to create and depict Donald Trump doing something or saying something that he's not doing or actually saying? Would that be cool? Would it be cool to do that for any candidate? No, it would not. This is across the board something that you say, why do this? So it's not helping one side and hurting another side. It's helping all of us. Don't do dumb stuff. Don't try to represent somebody as something that they're not. And listen to this. The complaint filed by X in federal court this week argues that the law's requirements are so vague and that social media platforms cannot understand what the statute permits and what it prohibits. That will lead to blanket censorship, including a fully protected core political speech. That's what the complaint reads. How dumb is Elon Musk? Legitimately, we know that he's dumb, but how dumb are you trying to be in federal court to argue that it's acceptable? And you're talking about blanket censorship. If somebody put on the internet that Josh Wheeler had some extremely negative things to say about whoever, okay, and it's not really Josh Wheeler's voice, it's AI, or it's edited to make it come across in a certain, that's not acceptable. It's however you try to frame it, it's unacceptable. For him to, this tells you really what he is about. He is not about trying to make the government more efficient or more efficient, because DOGE has never been about that. No. And he's stepping away from politics and from the shocker. We know why that is. Tesla's down 71%. And you're not doing anything to help us as a country. This guy, I'll never be a fan.
No.
I'll never be a fan.
It's
But you wanted to buy that Cybertruck earlier today, you were telling me.
Yeah, about that. I mean, those things keep having issues too. We just off air, we spoke about a news article that popped up before the show today.
But that was an accident.
No, I get it, but
yeah.
Still.
Yeah.
I think there's a good point to where if it's being used to quote unquote demoralize you or someone that you align with as far as your beliefs, then it's wrong. But if it's anything below that, it's okay. He didn't know that this existed until it became presented to him via his, I'm assuming the administration brought it to his attention.
It's so weird to me
that
we have people that are willing to do things and they know it's not for the greater good of us. Maybe he views it as, you know what, just bottom line, it's for my betterment.
Yeah.
It's for the betterment of people that I want in office. This is just a terrible look. And he's going to lose this complaint, I believe. The complaint argues that the threat of criminal penalties will incentivize platforms to err on the side of removing any content that could potentially violate the statute. No, it's just saying don't put out fake stuff.
Yeah.
That's all it's saying. Under this,
it's pretty black and white.
It reads, quote, under this enforcement system, platforms that keep content presenting a close call under the statute run the risk of criminal penalties. I don't agree with that. But there is no penalty for erring on the side of too much censorship. It is not about censorship. It's about you can't put up fake stuff.
Yeah.
That's what this is about.
Yeah, especially on that level when you're talking about the – yes, I know Elon is technically not an elected official, but you're also talking about the president of the United States. You can't – you just can't do that. That's about the top tier of deepfakes that you don't want to touch or even come close to, and that's unfortunate. That's where the situation has led.
Are you a big reality TV guy?
A little bit. Not –
Well, you got a
through my wife.
Yeah, yes. I was gonna say what's your wife's favorite? What's her favorite shows?
Well, she just did the Love Is Blind, that Minnesota version that just I guess not Minnesota version, but Love Is Blind is a hot Netflix reality show that was pretty much a lot of Minnesota aspects.
She got into it.
Oh yeah, yeah. She knows one of the gals on there.
Really?
So, which I mean, I guess. When you're talking about people that are mostly Minnesotan on a cast, I feel like there's a lot of us that probably know somebody that knows somebody with that show.
Let me just say this. I haven't done the reality shows. Like I never got into the Kardashians.
Yeah.
I just haven't. Now, I'm not saying I've never watched a reality TV show because many, many years ago, the OG in the first reality TV show, The Real World.
Oh, yeah.
That's the original. That's the OG. That's the GOAT of all those shows. We all love that show back in the day.
Yeah.
But listen, in my inbox right now, I'm getting an email about a show.
Is it
on Hulu?
Is it a Tesla show?
No.
No.
I'm all in on this show. I didn't know this existed, but it's called The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Wow.
Oh my. Oh my. Oh, my.
Your day is here. It's not just draft day. It's late day.
This is, what's the best way to, this advertisement for the show is very appealing.
The promotion,
let me just put it like that. The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. Anybody out there that's ever seen this show, text me and let me know how good it is.
Or if you are on the show, Colin.
They're probably not on the show. It probably takes place. Hey. Where does it take place?
Mormon Wives.
Yeah, in Utah.
Mormon Wives listen to AM radio, too.
The series follows a group of 8 Utah-based TikTok influencers known as Mom Talk? Huh? I never heard of that. Are you on TikTok?
I try to avoid it. I try to avoid it, yes.
I'm not on it.
TikTok, yes.
The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. Oh, my.
We've really stalled this show.
Yeah, this is. I'm distracted. I'm totally distracted. I will be watching every episode tonight. All right, 651-461-9226. Coming up next, it is Josh Wheeler's attempt at, it's not his first attempt, but it's been a while. Headlines, that's next year on The Late Show. All right, let's dive into headlines. Josh Wheeler in the mix tonight. And for one, Christopher Tubbs, who's off tonight, and he's also off tomorrow. I believe that Jonathan Lowe is in tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, I actually have final pitch after Twins baseball. Twins did fall earlier today. Game was cut short after the rain delay, they said.
Yeah.
What's wrapping it?
Basically. Right.
Yeah. But let's get in the headlines. What you got?
We've heard of the saying, digging yourself a hole. Well, it turns out a drain worker in Minnesota, South Minneapolis to be exact, indeed got himself stuck in a 14-foot hole. He was up to his waist in sand, and first responders had to suction the sand out of the hole while he was in it. The article doesn't state how he got stuck. I'm assuming just his line of work, and the worker did after 6 hours through the middle of the night, was back on his feet above ground. How about that?
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Like, what would be the first thing that you would want to do after all of that?
Well,
take a nap.
For sure.
Take a nap, man.
Take a dirt nap, if you will. Yeah.
Oh, man. Nah, you don't want to take a dirt nap.
Well, I mean, you might as well if you're stuck there. You're not
One that you never recover from.
Yeah, true. True. Have you ever been to Germany, Mr. H. Lake?
I have never. Have you?
No.
Okay.
I'm not that rich.
Okay.
The German-based Lufthansa airline, I think I'm pronouncing that correctly, is making some improvements to their transatlantic flights.
Okay.
Its cabins will now include features including, but not limited to, Bluetooth for your personal in-air entertainment. Of course, we all love not having to trip over cords and having to try and find a plug-in, if you will, for your flights. Also adding in, some of the first-class seats have a bedroom-esque environment and have double beds in some cases. My question for you, would you be comfortable taking a transatlantic flight with while Bob and Sue are high-rolling next to you in their bed?
Yeah, I would not. I would have no issue with that. Mm. Like, have you seen some of the videos of? Because I've never done the super fancy air travel. Like, I've never traveled internationally, and I know that internationally, you get, depending on how much money you spend, you could do the typical, like, where you travel over, you know, like in a regular type of setting, right?
Yeah.
And then you've got the upscale where you got like your own little section, kind of your private
stuff like that.
Yeah. I'm just not rich like that. And then you got the ones where it's like the Emirates, where you got like a room.
Yeah.
They
don't mess around.
They do not mess. But that's the high rollers. That's the Josh Willers of the world. They can lay down and watch cable TV.
But you're okay with a couple getting it on next to you in?
Oh no! I didn't say getting it on.
Oh no, we're talking double beds where you can, you know, couples can sleep and do other things in it.
No sexual relations next to me.
Yeah, don't be that person. Yeah,
no.
There are those people, but we don't like those people. Yeah, correct.
Yeah, we can wait till you. Come on.
Yeah.
What are we doing, people? It's not that serious.
I'll ask you this then. Have you been to the Minneapolis Institute of Art?
It's been a while.
Their tradition this year, Art is in Bloom, is kicking off its now 41-year tradition, where you can wander the halls of the facility and check out the amazing floral artwork, and it is free to the public. For many, it's a sign that spring is finally here. Does this sound like something you maybe would check out?
Absolutely. I love art. So beyond art, are you into art?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. So, and I'm not even lying when I'm saying this. I'm not making this up. I've had a couple of paintings commissioned for me. Like I've had people, artists.
For sure.
That have done paintings, and I just love it. Now, it's expensive. Great art is not cheap. You got to pay for it.
Correct.
So, but that's just what it is. When you're talking about, man, making your apartment or your house look alive, get something done.
Yeah.
Seriously. So, yeah, I'm all about the art. And plus, if you're a fan of art, you probably are into jazz music too, right?
Yeah.
Like, I love jazz. Everybody knows that. I'm into jazz music. Yeah. So, yeah, but I love really good art.
It goes hand in hand. Winona investigators say they have solved a 14-year mystery involving an infant death in 2011. And as of just 2 hours ago, I did just check CBS. A woman is now facing manslaughter charges in connection with the Baby Angel case. Now, I don't recall this. It was 2011,
It was 2011.
I was still somewhat in touch with things going on back then. But using DNA sampling, investigators finally felt they had enough evidence to bring down the suspect, Jennifer Nicole Bachler. They had reached out to the suspect in 2023, where she did not comply to come in for DNA sampling, and even had legal help within weeks claiming that they were not to contact her unless through a counsel. But yeah, your thoughts. Like I said, I've never heard of this, but your thoughts on this cold case finally seemingly coming to a head here.
I've said this before. I've said it several times, and I'll just go ahead and reiterate it.
Mm.
This is why you love great police work.
Yeah.
Is because of stories like this. I love it when you have something, and I don't care if it's 10 years or 20 or 40.
Yeah.
You have phenomenal people in law enforcement that are willing to always be cognizant of crimes out there that are still unsolved, and they want to get to the bottom of it. That, to me, is endearing. That, to me, is special. That is what you get compensated and paid for, is to be able to get to the bottom of the, like, the cold case stuff, man. Mm-hmm. I will always love to see a story like that. That's just me.
Indeed.
I mean, seriously, it's special that you go above and beyond with regards to doing the work, man.
Yeah.
You know, like for instance, with my family, we had a situation where, you know, my cousin, this was back in the early 80s, was abducted. He was never found alive for our family.
Yeah.
And in the late 80s, it was found that he was, tragically, that he had been murdered. And he was found in the enclosing of an apartment kind of wall by people that had left town with him in Minnesota many, many years ago. And he was found in the state of Florida.
Wow.
And to for us to finally, as a family, be able to have some closure with you know, and you don't, like, you're sad, right? Like, you're heartbroken, you're terrified, you're upset at what happened to our loved one.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, like, it's final. Yeah. Like, you know that he's in a better place.
For sure.
So.
Yeah, and that's never easy. I just watched the Gabby Petito documentary on Netflix, it's hard. I felt heartbroken in real time when it was kind of going on and when they finally found her. But also, like, when you're watching it back, it's like, man, it hits kind of hard because it was a very sad, tragic way to end that story. So it's not.
How long was it?
It was like a 4-week search. I mean,
No. I'm talking about how long was the documentary?
I think it's like 3 45-minute pieces to it. It's a 3-part documentary, but it's good. It's I would say it's good, but it's very tragic. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, that was a big time story, as it should have been, to know that the entire country was wanting her to be found alive, and unfortunately, that wasn't the case. That was heartbreaking to me, at least. All right, coming up next, I do have a name with regards to NFL GMs that I'll mention.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
And we'll get you updated on the NFL draft, and we do that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know him to break him.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount+.